Item number
seven.
Chairman,
I'm sorry.
Just for the record, Mr. Pigeon was not present in voting for Mr. Hask on that matter. Just so we have that in the record. He was absent from the room and did not vote, so it was reflected unanimously, just.
Okay. Item number seven, probably reasonable to ask Gabe to give a short presentation on quality of the candidates.
I know there's two different slates. Jerry's more in tune with what's going on. I know he's, I just met the other gentleman, Mr. Kelly, at the Calipers. I really don't have any input on it. I mean, I support Eves. He's the one I was expecting to be running with, but I know Jerry's more in tune with what's going on.
Jerry?
Yeah, I believe our packet is not complete, and I'm going to move, and I'll tell you why. I'm going to move that we table this until our next meeting next week, and the reason is because I think everybody should read the candidate statements, because each candidate has a statement, and this should have been in this packet, and it should have been associated so that we could have a discussion on the individuals that are running for the positions and their qualifications.
Statements were in the mailbox.
Pardon me?
They were in the mailbox.
They were in the mailbox?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I didn't
see
it.
Not mine today.
Okay, but that still doesn't
they
give us
part
enough
of the agenda
time.
Packet.
Yeah, pardon me?
They weren't part of the agenda packet, but they are in the board's.
Okay, well, that still doesn't give us enough time to read it, and I would like everybody to be able to read the candidates' statements. There is two challenges to the nominating committee's recommendation, and that is for President John Kelly from Sacramento is running against Eve Cherry, and for Secretary Zandra. I can't pronounce her last
Chumley.
Name. Chumley, who was the secretary last year, but the nominating committee suggested Art Galay as their candidate. Well, Sandra has been brought up by her system to represent Sackers. So I think we need to read the statements. That they have presented to make an honest decision, and I don't want to give my impressions today to bias anybody. So I'm going to ask that we table this till next week. I'm going to hand this to Gail and ask that that be in next week's agenda packet so that we can all read it. And maybe that's been in the mailbox. I don't know if it's been in the mailbox. But I would like it to be in the packet because then it.
Yep.
There's no timing issue waiting a week?
April. It's got to be decided by April 1st. And okay. So that's plenty of time.
So we're fine. Okay.
Good news is that Gabe's running unopposed.
I think on behalf of Brian, I can accept
if that. Any questions, just phone numbers here.
And that letter was, I didn't realize it was going to be published, and it really wasn't a tamp, and then my phone number went out with it. I didn't make a
mention. Oh, nice.
All right. Number six.